What's up, everyone? Tim Stoddart here. And in this week's video, I am going to show you how to build an online business by creating a job board. So today's date is the 23rd of April. I just recently released my newsletter on timstodds.com that goes out every Tuesday. And in that newsletter, I mentioned job boards. I have since gotten probably 10 email responses back from people saying, "Oh, wow, I never thought about a job board. That seems like a really good idea. What do I do? How do I get started?" And so in this video, I am going to show you how to create a job board, but more importantly, how to like build a job board, how to actually get people to sign up, submit jobs, pay for listings, and create some revenue for you and your business. So let's dive right in. So this was actually the inspiration behind creating a job board. I have a newsletter called The Census. It's a weekly newsletter that is tailored for professionals in the behavioral healthcare business. I have yet to monetize this newsletter. I know a lot of you guys have seen this before, and I've just been thinking and experimenting with different ways that I can start generating some revenue from this. And so I was looking at newsletters and I came across this one. Link in bio. The URL is milkcarton.net, which I think is hysterical. And the woman who runs this particular newsletter, her name is Rachel Carton. So it's a quippy URL. And in this newsletter, I saw this job board. I thought, damn, that is so freaking cool. So, I mean, look at this. Look at how much she is just absolutely killing it. The Philadelphia Eagles just published. Oh my God, this makes me so happy. Everybody who watches my videos or at least follows me on Instagram knows that I'm just a super, super diehard Eagles fan. So within just today, like I said, today's the 23rd. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 listings. And so how much is that exactly? Well, let's just assume that they're all the standard $250. So that's going to be 250 times 11. Well, that's $2,750 in revenue in one day. And what's so cool about job boards is there's not a whole lot of management that you have to do. I like job boards for the same reason that I like online directories, because the product and the marketing are both kind of the same thing. You don't have to create a product and then sell it. Once you get people signing up for your job board, that means that more people are going to want to sign up for your job board, which means that more people are going to look for jobs on your job board, which means that more people are going to sign up. So it has this flywheel functionality behind it. And as I was checking out LinkedIn bio, I thought, damn, a job board would work really well for the census, because there's so many professionals in this space. There's so many treatment centers that need to fill up positions. And it really got me thinking. So I'm not going to execute on this quite yet. If you read my newsletter, you can see all the different things that I got going on and why I think that this isn't like the right time for me personally. But nonetheless, I was at Starbucks and I was just tinkering around, and I found so many really, really great examples of job boards. So the first step is to create media. The reason why Rachel Carton's job board work is because she has a Substack and she has an email list. There's like such a common theme in all of my videos, and it's audience first. This is something that Brian Clark taught me, and I never forgot it. If you always keep your audience at the forefront of what it is that you're doing, then the business will just work itself out. It's just going to work. It's going to monetize itself. It doesn't look like Rachel puts a whole lot of effort into her job board. In fact, it looks like most of her revenue comes from subscriptions, right? So this is her Substack, and this is gated content. So $80 a year or $8 a month, pretty low dollar subscription tier, but you know, I'm sure she's got a couple hundred, maybe 1,000 subscribers. It's a bunch of money. So this job board is like secondary to her, which within itself shows how freaking powerful they are. But the reason why it works is because she has the media. She already has the attention. And so step number one is to build the newsletter, create a blog, start a Substack. Substack is free, right? It doesn't have to be that sophisticated. Just start building a community. And this is the part that's really important, because job boards don't work for like personal blogs, right? It has to be either industry specific or it has to be location specific. So in this case, Rachel Carton's newsletter is industry specific. It's all about social media. It's content that is made for social media managers. And that's why the job board works so well, because the job board is tailored towards social media management positions. So let's look at another example. Girl Boss, girlboss.com. So if anybody has read the book Girl Boss, it was actually it was a book that inspired me a lot. It was when I was creating my clothing company, and it was written by Sophia Amoroso, I believe her name is, and she's the founder of Nasty Gal, which is like a really, it's a pioneering clothing company. She kind of tailored this idea of like flashy street sort of photography, because she built her business basically on eBay. So she really pioneered this idea of having like really, really small pictures and getting the most out of the pictures. Eventually, that book, girlboss.com, or excuse me, Girl Boss, the book, turned into Girl Boss, this website. And same exact thing, right? They have an audience. So this is an industry, or maybe not even industry specific. It has a very, very specific avatar, right? It's female professionals. It's female entrepreneurs, females who want to empower themselves and optimize their lives for success, whether that's health or money or relationships or whatever. It's a very like empowering website tailored towards women. So they have the blog, and they have the newsletter, and they have the podcast, and then bam, find a job. So this is monetizing extremely well. When you see these pins up here, that means that these are pinned to the top. So what does that look like? That means that a boosted single job pin, so $1,000, right? Every time you see one of those jobs that's pinned to the top, that's $1,000. So these ones are each $1,000 a piece. Now check this out. Two hours ago. Okay. I mean, I don't even know how many are on here, right? This thing is getting jobs. Gosh, who even knows? Okay. So what is that? 30 job postings. So let's do that math again. So we'll even be conservative and we'll call it 20, right? So 20 times 299, that's $5,980 in a single day for like free revenue, because there's no management for this job board. This is the part about it that I think is so cool, and why I think job boards can be like such an amazing business. Once you download the software, once you set the thing up, all you have to do is approve these listings. You just have to approve them. That's it. There's no product to create. There's no community to manage. There's no like videos to record. You just launch the thing and then it monetizes itself. So this one right here is another perfect example. And we had industry specific with link in bio. Now we have like demographic specific, or avatar specific, we should call it, with Girl Boss. And finally, we have location specific. So this one is actually my favorite example, because everybody who watches my videos knows that I love location-based websites. We call them hyperlocal websites. I've had this site, yourboulder.com, which I'm still just not ready to give up on. I just don't have the time to like make this what it needs to be, considering how much Stodzy and Recovery Local and all my other stuff is growing right now. Nonetheless, if you live in a city, which I'm sure you do, one of the easiest ways to build an online business is to create a newsletter about events and happenings in your city, and then monetize it through a job board. Because what is the one thing that people in a local community are looking for? Well, it's employment. So Capital Daily, this is a really, really fantastic business. It's a local newsletter in Victoria, and what do you know? They are monetizing through a job board. So all of these ones are pinned. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 jobs that are pinned. So if you have a local business, if you have a hyper local website, one of the easiest things to do is to create the job board around it and then promote the listings, promote the jobs on your newsletter. Because of course, let's say you're a restaurant owner or you own a bar. Well, who are the kind of people that you're going to employ at your bar or your restaurant? They're going to be people that live in the neighborhood, that live in the city. So this is a real win-win scenario where the readers gain and the business gains. And it's like It's synergy. That's what you want out of an online business. You want something that provides value for everybody. Lastly, how do you go about creating this job board? Well, don't get started yet. Not so fast. Make sure you have an audience first. I definitely recommend newsletters. Substack is a great way to get started. It's free. Obviously, everybody knows that I love WordPress and I love using ConvertKit, so that's always my software of choice. But if you're not there yet, just start a Substack. Write a newsletter every week and write a newsletter to a specific type of person, whether it's people that live in a certain place, people that are interested in a certain thing, people that work in a particular industry. The newsletter has to be specific. Once you get there, jobboardfire.com. So far, this seems to absolutely be the best platform. The user interface is very simple. And most importantly, it's out of the box. There's no custom coding available. So I'll just go back to the Girl Boss example. This is it. This is what they look like. You have the ability to add links on the navigation bar. You know, so you could technically create a blog on the job board itself, although I don't think that's what they do yet. This is just an external link to a blog. There is links to companies, which is also great because then the companies get to, you know, create a profile, which means they can create more and more job listings in the future once they've created their profile. You can, of course, link out to your newsletter. But what I like about it best is just the real simple interface, right? You got the categories up here. You know, so let's say you have a hyperlocal newsletter and it's about a city. Well, each one of these categories can be an industry, right? So one of them could be coffee shops or bars or restaurants or retail or accounting or whatever you want. You can add as many categories as you like, and it makes it very easy to organize it. But also the functionality to purchase is very easy as well. So with this, you're probably just going to need to, I don't like how it does that though. It should go straight to the package page. You're probably going to need a Stripe account, which is totally fine, but you know, you'll create the sign up and then you go through, and then at this checkout stage, it'll probably be a link to Stripe. And so once you do that, you're all set. Now you have a business that now you can monetize. It's a great option. I recommend anybody do it. Thank you so much for watching this week's video. I really appreciate all the comments and all the feedback I've been getting from my videos. It means a lot. Leave a comment, ask me a question. I respond to every question. Make sure you smash that subscribe button, and I will talk to you guys next week. Thanks again. See you later.